Well, gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you this afternoon to Dr. Jim Harrison. Jim and I go back a little ways, but you probably don't know him very well at all, like I do. But Jim is the head of theology at the Wesley Institute and has taught there for some 8 years. He's done his doctorate on Paul's understanding of grace through Macquarie University and has published books internationally on the subject of grace. In his previous career, yes, he was a teacher, and a teacher in none other than ancient history. I'd like to welcome Jim to the microphone, and he will be exploring with us this afternoon the topic of divine grace and the competitive male culture. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Richard. I deliberately told him to make the point that I was an ancient history teacher because, as you will undoubtedly see on your sheet, there are some fairly strange sort of ancient-looking things. And before you walk out, I just want you to know this is the kind of beast I am. I will undoubtedly use some ancient history examples. But there is an important point in doing so. And what I'm trying to help you to see is that Paul's gospel was incredibly radical in its first century context, especially regarding the area of competition, because there was no more competitive culture than the ancient world. That's probably fairly hard to believe, actually, when you think about our own competitive culture. You only have to read the Darwin Awards, and if you don't know what they are, they're these strange awards which basically recount how people die in odd circumstances. And a lot of them have to do, unfortunately, with males doing fairly dumb things. For example, Amir, that's his name, on February the 24th in Ottawa, Canada, decided to have a competition with his mates, a spitting competition. He's a second-year engineering student at Carleton University, and it was his 20th birthday, and as you do on your 20th birthday, you're on the 11th floor apartment, and you start to spit. And his friends had already made their marks, well and truly. But, of course, Amir knew that as an engineer, he could improve his performance. So he calculated the trajectory, he thought about the projectile velocity and the wind speed, and he realised that if he just stood and spat, he was going to lose. So he took a running start, flew over the balcony railing and plunged to his death. Apparently the building security guard heard the thud, it's a pretty grim ending, and his comment about Amir was this: "He was one of the smartest guys I ever met in my life," the guard said, "in a maturity beyond his age." And then, of course, there's the Frenchman Pierre Pompel. Now, he recently, apparently, shunted a stationary car 2 feet by headbutting it. And this is a good one to learn from, guys, because just listen. He said, "Women thought I was a god," he explained from his hospital bed. And then what I've really found interesting in researching this is that competition of males is a great stated assumption about what we're like. And yet there hasn't been much written on it. I found enormous difficulties working through the web or trying to find secular books that were actually written on it. There are none. So here's a vast area of research, if any of you are interested in that area, to actually do something in terms of research that's good for non-Christian guys and also to bring gospel perspectives to bear. But one of the interesting things that has happened is that US researchers have started to look at the whole issue of male testosterone. And what they've done is to compare the levels of male sex hormone among single men and married men, and married men in particular with children,